Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by the Lullabot Learning Series. This series of training DVDs and downloadable high-definition videos covers topics such as building sites using CCK and Views, basic and advanced theming, and administering and site building with Drupal. Each densely packed video is a workshop in a box. Learn Drupal from the experts at Lullabot. For more information about each of these videos, visit store.lullabot.com.
Mike Myers, I'm the CTO of the Clarity Digital Group. We own nowpublic.com and examiner.com. September of last year, Clarity acquired NowPublic, which was the first venture-backed Drupal startup, which pioneered the concept of citizen reporting and citizen journalism. Over the last couple of months, we've been in the process of migrating examiner.com, which is a top 100 website that features local news and information, over to the Drupal 7 platform. And we're about 45 days from launch. It's going to be one of the largest Drupal websites on the internet. It's a top 100 website. They serve over 2 million pages a day. And it's been a huge data migration effort because we have over a million stories, over a million comments, almost a million photos. So there's tremendous amounts of information that needs to be mapped, migrated, and we're doing it all incrementally so we can do things like preview sites and beta environments. So it's a pretty exciting project.
And so you've amassed quite a team to be able to do this. A lot of Drupal 7, you know, core participants, and you know, lots of subcontractors. So just maybe, you know, talk a bit about like all the different people and size and team that you have contributing to this.
Sure. Yeah, we're blessed. We have an amazing team. We have three of the top 10 contributors to Drupal 7: Jix, Catch, and Boomba Tower, Jimmy Berry, all work for us. So we're doing a lot of performance and scalability work, patches to help get the project out the door. You know, we couldn't do this without Drupal 7. We have a NoSQL backend. We're using MongoDB for performance and scalability. And we just couldn't do what we need to do with Drupal 6. You know, Drupal 7 is really going to help us scale. And it really comes down to being able to use different database engines, you know, field storage. In addition to the guys who work on our team, I mean, we have a lot of really well-known individuals: Doug Green, Arthur Falsha, Constantine Kafer, you know, really well-known people in the community who have, I mean, I wouldn't suggest you migrate to Drupal 7 at this scale right now without a team of experts that can help you do it, because things are changing on a daily basis. You know, every time we upgrade, you know, we're constantly patching problems in the background. But I think, you know, in the long run, we're going to be on the latest and greatest version of Drupal. It puts us in a great position. We wouldn't be able to hire top talent if we weren't giving back so much. You know, so not only does it put us in the forefront of Drupal and help us push the platform in a direction for us, but it also enables us to attract and retain top talent who want to be working on exciting projects like this. And then we've got amazing support from Curve doing our data migration. TagOne Consulting does a lot of our performance and scalability work. And so, I feel very fortunate to have these guys on board, and I feel like there's nothing we can't do. It's just a matter of time. How much time will it take to get this out the door?
Wow. So, yeah, it sounds like you've got quite a team to be able to stay on the cutting edge, and it has come up that, you know, it's not really recommended for most people to do that. But this is sort of a unique case in the sense that both Examiner.com and Acquia Gardens are Drupal 7 platforms that are in development and sort of getting closer and closer to launch. And there hasn't even been an official release yet. So you're sort of helping in the process, it sounds like, help fix core perhaps a lot faster and uncovering different problems that people may have not known about since you're actively using it in kind of a semi-production site.
Definitely. I mean, we learned a lot of lessons migrating. NowPublic started on a pre-release candidate of Drupal 4.5. This is, you know, 5-6 years ago now. We learned a lot, you know, migrating that from 4.5 to 5, building sites on 5, migrating them to 6. And so, for example, working with Jim Berry to do the coder upgrade module, because we know that one of the big problems of moving from Drupal 5 to Drupal 6 was that a lot of contributed modules really lagged in getting updated. You know, we leverage a tremendous amount of contributed modules, and you know, we ourselves knew we were going to have to do a lot of the upgrading. And so one of the first things we did was we hired Jim Berry, and we said, we want you to upgrade Coder module to make it easier to upgrade modules across the board. We worked with Jimmy Berry to, you know, build out the QA platform, qa.drupal.org, to support simple test integration with contributed modules. And so we're trying to give back strategically and put a lot of effort and energy into facilitating the process of migrating to encourage others to do it, because in the long run, not only will it save us time, but, you know, we'll benefit tremendously by the fact that people have not only committed to, but we're helping them with tools to migrate modules from 6 to 7.
Yeah, one of the interesting things that I see and observe is that your team has a lot of passion about the stuff that they're working on anyway, and you've almost found a way to kind of overlap these passions that they have and make it part of, you know, the day job as well. So there seems to be more of a close coupling between what they want to be doing and what they are doing. So maybe talk about, you know, how you've been able to pull that off.
I mean, I guess it just becomes a natural fit. If you want to attract top Drupal talent, you have to give back. You have to operate in this methodology. So to some degree, I mean, we have no choice but to take this path. I mean, it's the preferred path and the path I would recommend that you take. But, you know, if Chix wasn't working on, you know, the latest and greatest of Drupal, and if Catch couldn't, you know, build out Drupal 7, he wouldn't be interested in working on the project. So it's a really nice fit that works well for everybody. You know, they get to work on the latest and greatest of Drupal. As a company, we get to attract great talent, and together we can help push this platform in a great direction, a direction we want to see go. I mean, we can do things with Drupal that you couldn't with closed source software, because we can literally, you know, I mean, the core summit was yesterday, and we had 200 developers sitting around and talking about the future of Drupal. I mean, we have the ability to participate and drive a platform which is of tremendous value for Xamarin, you know.
And so maybe if we take a step back and look at the big picture in terms of where Xamarin fits in the larger field of journalism, you're certainly doing a lot of innovation. If I were to put my money on what organization is doing the most cutting edge stuff in the field of journalism, I'd say it's definitely Xamarin.com. So what can we expect to see on the user facing side, and what do you help to sort of achieve in the larger field of journalism?
Sure, thanks. We have a little over 35,000 contributors right now, which we call Xamariners. You go through a lengthy application process. In order to become an Xamarin, you have to go through an application process, you submit writing samples, the application is reviewed, you get a background check if you make it through a certain point of the process. And so, you know, we really vet these people and ensure that they're not just quality writers, but that they're experts in their local, you know, in their topic matter and in their local geographic area. And I think that differentiates us from, say, you know, Now Public, where anyone can sign up and write about anything. So Xamarin is really trying to find not just subject matter experts, but people who are in a specific local area writing about a specific topic. I think what you're going to see over the next couple of months, the first version of the site is going to be a framework. It's going to be, you know, a foundation upon which we're going to grow. We built it in about 4 months. You know, so I think that in another 4 months, you're going to see a lot of really interesting changes that take us, say, in the direction of editorial quality and control. The Xamariners publish over 3,000 articles a day on average. So if you can imagine, we have 240 different editions in cities across the U.S. Finding and surfacing great content is a huge challenge. You know, we don't want to have a giant editorial team in-house, and so we're leveraging a lot of the principles that Now Public was founded on, which is crowdsourcing and putting tools into the controls of not just our readers, but also our Xamariners, who are very trusted, and helping them sort and vet quality content so that when you come to the edition in your local area, you see the best that the site has to offer. So simply growing and scaling the site is also another huge challenge. Not only did we rewrite all of the public-facing systems, but we rewrote all of the back-end internal back-office systems as well in Drupal so that things are tightly coupled and well-integrated. If you can imagine, we want to scale up from 30,000 writers to 100,000 writers over the course of the next 9 to 12 months. And simply being able to onboard and vet people through this quite complicated process of background checks and, you know, writing samples, there's a lot of workflow in managing this and coming up with scalable processes. So we have some stuff that'll be public and exciting, and then we have a lot of internal challenges to do as well, to just simply onboard and, you know, publish thousands of articles every day.
And also, you know, with Drupal 7, you have a lot of semantic web capabilities that are going to be built in. Are you leveraging any of the semantic features that are going to be offered in Drupal 7?
Definitely. Huge believers in things like RDF and micro tagging formats. We're really hoping that, you know, one of the things that you constantly read about in sites that migrate from proprietary platforms to Drupal is that they get a huge boost in SEO. You know, we don't want to count our chickens before they hatch, but we're hoping that there's a tremendous amount of value inherently in using Drupal, in optimizing URL structures and, you know, the meta information in the pages from an SEO standpoint, from a partner integration standpoint. So, you know, another reason to use Drupal 7 right there. We're hoping that we get a lot of value out of these features and it drives traffic.
And so I guess another aspect of the web of the last couple of years is the flood of micro content. There's the volume of Twitter and tweets that are coming in, just as this fire hose of information that's coming out. So that's just part of the information ecosystem. And I know that Examiner.com and you guys have been working on the scan project to be able and process using a NoSQL backend in order to consume all of this information quickly enough. So what do you sort of expect to do with all this information and show it now? What's sort of the latest thinking on that?
Sure. So in addition to Examiner's publishing content, we have this real-time search product called Scan. It's a really exciting product. What it does is it ingests the fire hose of content, real-time information coming in from sources like Twitter. It analyzes the content of the tweets, running them through natural language processing systems to determine if you're talking about people. We geographically locate content, not just by the information you're sending us, but also about geographic information we can extract out of the tweet. We go out and we process URLs, and we look at, oh, this is a photo, and based on the licensing, we can pull in a thumbnail of X size or a video. And so what we do is we try and synthesize all of the information across a specific set of search criteria. So you could do it geographically. You know, we're in San Francisco talking about DrupalCon, and it gives you a view into what people are tweeting about and talking about in real time, and pulls in all the photos and videos onto, you know, pages and tabs that you can sort through. And it gives you really interesting perspective as to what people are doing. And then on top of that, we can layer our editorial tools to allow people to moderate and filter the content to further surface and try and find the valued information in these millions of tweets that are going through in real time.
Yeah, I think that's a really interesting aspect in the sense that Twitter right now, the way most people use it, is kind of an ephemeral medium where if you check in, you sort of just see whatever is showing up at that particular moment, or now that there's lists. But it sounds like there's a little bit more of a curation or display of this information over time, or if you want to go back and look at stuff relative to area, I guess, is what you're ultimately aiming for.
Definitely. I mean, over time, we want to be able to look at very specific geographic areas. Right now, it works very well for broad topical issues, DrupalCon, or issues that you can narrow down by the subject matter itself. You know, the Denver Nuggets, you're most likely talking about it in Denver. As more people have devices that support geolocation, as that information becomes more plentiful, I think it'll become easier and easier to more accurately narrow these conversations down to specific geographic areas. Yeah, Twitter has so many amazing uses. I mean, here at the conference, you know, following people, finding out where the latest and greatest thing is, you know, what you're meeting up about, you know. So on that level, it's really easy to follow a conversation. But when you're trying to figure out what everyone's talking about with respect to DrupalCon and then find the best photos and, you know, the links to the greatest presentations, that's where it really helps to have perspective and Scan to synthesize the information.
Cool. And finally, as the leader of this company, and you have to sort of do a lot of stepping back and seeing where are things going, what are the trends, and so what do you see as sort of on the horizon and where you want to take your company?
Oh, I'm really excited about the growth of Examiner.com. Last year, they were the fastest growing news and information website online. They grew over 300%. So, you know, our challenge is how do we continue that rapid growth, you know? And I'm really hoping that Drupal and our new technology platform are going to facilitate rapid growth, both in the onboarding of examiners, but particularly in interaction with our examiners. We launched an open atrium-based community site about 45 days ago, and we're seeing a tremendous amount of involvement by our community, and that's super exciting for us, is to really be able to engage our examiners and turn it into a support mechanism, you know, collaborative editorial ideas, you know, what's coming up in your area that we can write about, getting people to work together on topics, bringing in different content types. You know, maybe we need examiners and videographers and photographers in addition to the people that are writing, and this community becomes a place where you can collaboratively work together to publish. Because we heavily vet our examiners, I'd love to be able to credential them and give them press passes and access to great events so that we can do some behind-the-scenes coverage. So, I'm really excited. You know, right now we're really heads down, focused on getting the new platform out the door. But I think the exciting bit is when we're on the new platform, our ability to try out ideas in rapid succession, do prototyping, be able to measure them, determine if they're successful, and continue to push them. And so once we're in a position where we can do that, I think we're going to see some exciting endeavors and projects coming out from Examiner.com.
Okay. Well, great. Thanks.
Thank you.